Boo Hoo Moo by Margie Palatini. Illustrated by Keith Graves. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Hilda Mae Heifer was down in the dumps, feeling low, sounding like it too. Even her moo was blue.
Me, me, moo. Boo, hoo, moo.
The goose shook his head. Wow, that is one unhappy cow.
Boo, hoo, moo.
She sounds miserable, said the hen.
I second that, said the pig. That blubbering bovine is ruining my siestas. I haven't slept in days.
Even when Hilda was at her happiest, she was far from the best singer. Now these new blue boo-hoo moos were more than everyone's ears and earplugs could take. But what could they do? Not much. Day after day after day, Hilda hung her head and blue mooed from barn to pasture, pasture to barn. And finally, she would just come home and stall out.
Moo.
I believe Hilda is lonely, said the cat. I don't think she likes singing solo.
Me, me. Moo, boo, moo.
The pig covered his ears.
I'm not fond of her singing solo myself.
She needs help, said the cat.
I couldn't agree more, said the pig.
What Hilda needs is a partner, continued the cat. I bet a duet would be just the thing to lift her spirits.
The hen gathered her chickies and clucked.
Why, of course! Two is always better than one, especially if the other can carry a tune.
Then why not a trio? Added the goose.
A quartet,
chimed in the pig.
The more the merrier. I know it will make me happy.
So the four decided to help Hilda Mae lose her boo-hoo blues. They would find the off-key cow some singing partners. But just who to moo? That was a difficult decision. They made a list. 1. Singers who didn't sing too loudly. Check. 2. Singers who didn't sing too softly. Check. 3. Singers who had talent.
Check, check, check.
Actually, said the cat, I think a mew, mew, mew would sound lovely with a moo, moo, moo. In fact, I spent a good deal of my youth warbling at the moon. I believe I will sing with Hilda.
You?
Cried the surprised threesome. The goose waddled over to the cat and cleared his throat.
Just a minute there, Fuzzface. If any of us is going to have a sing-along with the cow, it's yours truly.
You?
My honking is legendary. Get a load of this.
Honk, 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 honk. Me.
The hen bristled.
Ha! My cluck is positively operatic!
Cluck, 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 pock, pock, pock!
The pig interrupted the squawking soprano.
It is not crowing, but crooning that is needed here. I am the proper baritone to compliment that cow.
You?
Me, said the pig. Listen and observe. Oink, 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 oink.
Ha! Honk! Clock, clock, clock!
Oink, oink, oink! Snort!
Hold it down! Zip it! Quiet! Shouted the goose. The four stared at one another. Then the goose giggled. You know something? That wasn't half bad. In fact, it sounded pretty good. Let's try that again. He tapped his foot on a downbeat. And a one. And a two.
Honk, honk, honk. Clock, clock.
Snort.
The pig blushed with excitement.
Oh, my dears, we should form a chorus and sing along with Hilda.
But we need more singers for a whole chorus, advised the cat.
Many more singers, they all agreed. Auditions began that very afternoon. There was quite a turnout.
Ba, ba, ba.
You nailed it.
Too much vibrato for my taste.
Next. Doodle, doodle, doo!
That will wake them up.
Woof, 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 woof. Arf, arf. Bow, wow.
You nailed it, dog.
If I had a shoe, I'd throw it.
Next.
Nay, 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 nay. Nay, 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 nay.
Strong, yet so sensitive.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
You nailed it, rodent.
Quack.
Completely one note. You're as flat as your feet.
Next.
Just when they had heard all there was to hear, the cows came home.
Moo, moo, moo.
Moo, 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 moo.
Nay, nay.
Squeak.
Bah.
Woof, arf. Ribbit.
It was quite a chorus. The four were certain no one would be able to hear a wayward me, me, moo from Hilda, even if they tried. They all applauded.
Fabulous!
Superb!
We love it.
The question was, would Miss Heifer? And would she tra-la-la along with them? The sun was setting just as Hilda bounded across the meadow. The barnyard chorus was so excited they burst into song to greet her.
Mew!
Bah.
Honk.
Nay.
Doodle, doodle, doo.
Bow, wow, wow, wow.
Ribbit.
Squeak.
Oink.
Squawk, pawk.
Moo, moo, moo.
Hilda was baffled, bewildered, completely befuddled.
Huh?
You ain't heard nothing yet, honked the goose.
Surprise, sang out the cat. We formed a chorus so you could sing along with friends. Now you won't be sad or lonely, and your moo will never be blue again.
Hilda grinned.
Me? Me, me, moo, with all of you? How too grand. But I've given up singing.
What?
To be honest, said Hilda, I don't think I can really sing.
The pig raised his eyebrows.
No kidding.
Hilda nodded.
Yep, I'm giving it up.
The pig immediately removed his earplugs and smiled broadly.
Bravo! A gloriously intelligent decision, my dear.